not one homogeneous. The earth is not one homogeneous whirl whirling in its cold hardness. This we have come to know. We know of the magnetic network latticed as angel wings around our outer inner atmosphere and other things ephemeral, speeding forever into the dignity of our outside of self. We know the snow that falls from blue skies on cold days, how each flake falls, rises, draws into each memory, clings to the roots of each blade of grass, each cemented sand scaled into the buildings that men build and raise again. The earth is not one homogeneous whirl, turning in the oblivion of Einstein's violin, its sounding box thrumming with the echo of things long gone that glow. We know. This we know, it comes to resonate within our bones, and the mountains ringing continents are more than stones, stone dark within their unbreathing souls. They are swirled with magma begetting ores of iron, silver, jade, garnet, eyes within the rushing speed of things we do not see, and of green that grows beneath the stone and feeds of these, melting upward in the darkness we have chosen not to see. The earth is not one homogeneous whirl, but swirls of sediment and air and energy, both dark and light, rebounding in communities across the universe, reflecting with celestial speed the burning out of stones and of what remains in radio waves and human flesh and lovers' lips upon a glass.